really, you know, with great concern that that one reads this from the report. I think it's cut both ways. You know, for me, it is to do with what we would like to see a culture in SAPS that in itself will reduce the number of cases that that IPED has as to investigate. On the other hand, I think, you know, you can do only that much with so many available personnel against so many cases that is that are referred to the investigation unit. So yeah, it's for me a mixture of these things when I read this these news reports on IPED report.
For the benefit of our listeners, what sort of cases does IPED investigate? Does it investigate cases of complaints against the police? Or let's say, for argument's sake, a policeman kills somebody in a course of duty, whether it's a criminal or not, there's an IPED case. Or where does IPED apply itself?
I think it's that when cases are reported. It is also when somebody dies in police custody or as a result of police action. There is almost like immediately an investigation. So it's not just to find the police officers guilty, but I think it's also to see if they not guilty, to exonerate them from any illegal X in terms of the line of duty. And I think that for me is part of when we read this about the backlog, again, it comes both ways for me. It means that those who are guilty have a longer time, they stay in the system, they may even be suspended, but, you know, because of the long time it takes for investigation, so there's implications in terms of finances, there's implications in terms of the extra load on other officers. But if you executed your duties and you're actually not guilty, you're innocent, and this takes forever, it plays a burden on you. It's trauma for yourself, your family, and others. So for me, that IPED needs to be efficient to help build a culture of trust within the police, to help police officers, you know, work under an environment where they feel valued. Where they feel that they not always, you know, in the limelight for the wrong things and so on. But there's a lot going on in SAPS right now. I mean, we are aware of cases of corruption in police services. We are also aware of the fact that when IPED do sometimes report, there's not action, and it may be because it's high-ranking officers, it may be because it's well-connected officers, and all this put it in the mix, then I really feel for IPED when they face what they are facing right now.
Yeah, it certainly is a difficult challenge. Do you think IPED is short-staffed?
Clearly, I mean, I was trying to get hold of the full report, but I seem to I can't get hold of it. I'd like to read the whole report, but clearly, just from these news articles, it is clear that that they are understaffed and they are not able, because I can just imagine, you know, that in the investigations cannot be just quick and so on, because there are people involved. So if you do not have enough staff, which of course is the one of the big worries within such right now, I think it's every or most of our police stations in townships are understaffed, under-resourced, and it makes it extremely difficult. In the meantime, you know, the criminals are just getting more sophisticated. And part of what I also read is what IFED says in terms of the number of suspects killed by the KwaZulu police in the 2023-24 financial year, which is another concern. I think while people are frustrated, and I've read that in some instances, or as a result of what's happening in KZN, people are applauding that and say we want to see more of that. But I think as community activists, we are cautious that or worried that that type of scenario will just add to lawlessness. But at the same time, you understand that criminals are cold-blooded. They vicious. They and many police time the police have to act in split second decisions in life threatening situations. So again, it is everything put in the pot. So we don't just want to criticize such. We also want to understand what they are going through and what IPED is facing. We also want to help build, and that's what the coalition is all about, to help build through building trust in communities, so that communities also do their part. In the end, I think in South Africa right now, we have a bigger a moral crisis also. And that adds to the lawlessness, moral breakdown in our communities amongst people. So if you find that SAPS cannot help us, I think we're just going further down, you know, the hill with regard to the broader picture, and that's my concern.